Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with Coop. I am so excited to chat with you guys. It has been far too long, but I want to give you guys three simple tips for my network marketing boss babes and boss bros. For those of you that know me, you know I've been in the industry for nearly 4 years. Those of you that don't know, we in here. I've been a business owner for nearly 4 years, and it's been the biggest blessing ever. I have three tips for you guys that I want you guys to start applying ASAP because it's going to help take your business to the next level. Okay, guys, step one is going to come right at you, and a lot of you are going to be like, WTF, like, what do I do? All right, it's going to be stop cold messaging. And some people may not agree with me because they may not know any other way. Here's the thing. I've been in a company where they focused heavily on that. And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't work. It looks like it's coming from a selfish place, even though I know all of you are coming from a selfless place. We'll talk about that later. But you need to focus on being authentically yourself, right? Who do you want to attract into your business? Also brand yourself. Think of 4 to 5 things that represent you. So for me personally, for Coop, it's going to be hockey wife. It's going to be fur mama. Right now it's going to be bride to be because we're getting married in August. It's going to be a multitude of these different things that represent who I am. And then guess what? I can branch off of those. So think of when you're writing an essay in school, do you guys, maybe I was the only one that did this, but you grab a piece of paper and a pen and you write the circle in the middle. The theme of your essay goes in the middle, and then you branch off for your other essays, the things you can talk about that are relevant to that topic of the essay. Does that make sense? So same goes for you. Grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, branch out who you are. So your name goes in the center, write a circle around that. Branch off 4 to 5 things that represent you. So right now I'll do this alongside you. I'm going to write down my name. I'm going to put Coop. And then I'm going to write hockey wife. I'm going to write fur mama. I'm going to write bride to be. And then I'm also going to write personal trainer and pageant queen because those are things that represent me as well. So from that, what else can I do? Bride to be, I can talk about the expenses of a wedding. Fur mama, I can talk about being able to be home with my fur baby. When it comes to personal training, perfect. I'm in a health and wellness realm, right? I can talk about the products that I love, but in a non-spammy way. I could talk about why I love them, right? Why they're important to me and why I know they're going to make other people feel good. So these are just snippets, you guys. Branch off. And then that right there is going to allow you to create content for your social media feed, right? You want to create a feeling. You want people to come to you. You want people to be intrigued by you, okay? So on the flip side of not sending a million cold messages a day, you guys are going to focus on becoming the best version of yourself. And you're going to do so by branding yourself. Let's jump right into step two. Stop the spam. Okay, here's what I mean by this. Going back to step one, implementing in your brand and who you are, guess what? Now you can create posts that are about you, that are relevant to other people, that will relate to them. Right? So that's going to grow an influence for you because now people are going to be intrigued about how you live your life and now how your business is essentially changing your life and how it could change theirs. It allows them, your potential, your prospect, to put themselves in your shoes, right? So step two, stop the spam. Nobody cares about a corporate flyer. Do not screenshot something from an email or graphic made image that you find on Google and then share it. Why? Because nobody cares. 99.9% of the time, Facebook will flag it anyways for being spam without you even knowing because it looks that way, right? There's nothing genuine about it. Somebody created that in Photoshop or in a WordPress site, right? So nobody cares about that. So make sure that you're sharing authentically you. Again, this is selfies, and I don't mean blurry images. Go use natural light. Stand in front of a window and take a selfie of you. That's going to actually give you almost a filtered look, which is actually really cool because it's just natural, beautiful light. Utilize that. Okay, do not post a corporate flyer. Always take pictures of meaningful things. So yourself, your family, your friends, real life. Have fun creating content for yourself. Right now, it's a beautiful day out. I could go step on my balcony and take a photo of the greenery and the sun and the blue sky and just talk about how I'm able to chat with you guys. and make this podcast for you while sitting on my patio, right? That's real life. And that allows somebody to see, wow, this business is actually really simplified and I do have time for this, or I could do this. You're painting a picture for them. So make sure that you're not just sharing these corporate flyers. People join people who know where they're going. People join people who they relate to. People join you. They're not joining a business. You're not your company. Your company is a part of you. And whenever you realize that and wrap your head around that, that's when you are going to flourish in your business. All right, you guys, step three to tie into step one and step two. This is so vital to your success or lack thereof in this dang industry. Selfish versus selfless. What the heck? What do I even mean by that? Okay. Coming from a selfish place, that's feeling the need to send 100 cold messages a day, copy and paste, in somebody's inbox, making them feel like a dollar sign, right? Who can relate to that? I still get cold messages, you guys, and I immediately flip it. I'm like, listen, you know, there's another way, because there is. Selfishness is making posts that are geared towards you making a buck, your paycheck going up, right? Your team working for you. We are nobody's boss in this industry. We create leaders. And whenever you work with your team and help them create a long-lasting legacy for themselves and help them change their lives, then you're going to understand that, okay, I can make an impact while I make an income. And then that's where selflessness comes into play. Selflessness is about whose life can I change today? Who can I help mind, body, and soul, physically and financially today? Who can I help? Somebody on my team. Who can I help grow their business? Who can I help create or become, I should say, become a leader today? Who can I help? How can I show up? Because the leader always sets the tone and the speed of the pack, right? You've always got to show up and you've got to be disciplined. But it takes a selfless heart to do well in this business. You have got to want to help people make an impact while you make an income. Because the selfishness game, that's where you see people struggle in this industry, is because they only want to make a buck. Do we all need to make a livelihood? Abso-freaking-lutely. But the problem lies when that's all you want to make. You should be here wanting to become the best version of yourself, but in turn, helping others become the best version of them. Keeping it short, keeping it sweet, and as always, keeping it real. Thank you guys so much for listening in on another episode of Real Talk with Coop. We'll see you next week.